Cats, come on in to the campus of Hermitage High School, to the Bruce Bowen Gymnasium, as we get set for the fourth season premiere of the RBA Sports Network High School Basketball Game of the Week. It is number 6 Henrico and number 7 Hermitage, a top 10 battle to kick off the 2016-17 campaign. And if unfortunately you're listening to this right now, it is on a podcast, as we have had major issues with our YouTube channel tonight. Google is blocking us from starting our YouTube broadcast, has been blocking us for the better part of an hour. We've reached out to them, have not been able to get any response or assistance. So we execute plan B, and that's to keep you updated live on Twitter and then bring you the action here on the podcast, which we will post as soon as this game is over, both at hcsmedianetwork.podbean.com and also on the RVA Sports Network family of websites, including HenricoCountySports.net and RVASportsNetwork.com. All right, my friends, it's time. They're at center court. The last time the Hermitage Panthers were on a ball court was against Henrico back in the Conference 11 semifinals. Their season ended back in February, 78-69. The tip is controlled by Hermitage, and we're underway. Second-year head coach Rob Rice leading up the Hermitage Panthers. A quick drive and a carry from Toriaz settles, and the first turnover of the night to the Panthers. And Henrico, a new-look Henrico Warriors team, gets possession. Chris Morris will bring it up over the timeline. Lawrence to Lakai Owens. Owens top of the circle. Look, kicks back into the lane. Back to Owens. He'll put up a three. It's off the back iron and a whistle. And we have a foul. And it'll be on Henrico. First personal foul on DeMarco Suggs. So a turnover for Hermitage on their first possession. A foul ends the first possession for Henrico, and some backcourt pressure now executed by the Warriors. Just underway, no score. 35 seconds in. From the corner, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, up, and a foul. Jamil Burrell on the putback attempt. He'll get fouled and go to the free throw line, see if he can get our first points of the night. We're going to have to move our broadcast position just a little bit because we are continually blocked out. First shot good, and we have points on the board. It's 1-0. Jamil one more time. Shot up and good. And it's 2-0 Hermitage, 42 seconds in. Ball taken out, given to Morris. He'll walk it across the timeline. Morris, Toriano Lewis, Owens, Suggs, and Timon Jones are your five for Henrico. Suggs in the lane, turnaround jumper too strong. Rebound, Burrell. He'll get it to Tim Coward, who worked the point for Hermitage. Coward, the senior, backs it up, loses it. Timon Jones to Owens. Here comes Henrico, and a foul at midcourt. It'll be a first foul on Coward and the first team foul registered against Hermitage. 6:54 to go, just underway, first quarter, 2-0. Number 7 Hermitage up on number 6 Henrico. Inbounded back court to Morris. Coward will work on him on the man-to-man. Trying to get Suggs up high and can't. Owens will bail him out. Owens, no dribble. Kick it out to Jones. Jones baseline. Nice pass underneath. A second pass. And the shot in and out. No good by Lewis. Rebound Hermitage. Beautifully executed play. Ball just wouldn't go into the basket. Burrell right side of the wing. He'll come into the middle drive. Go off the left side of the rim. But he'll be fouled. And it's going to be two quick fouls on DeMarco Suggs. So early foul trouble for the big man for Henrico. 6:21 to go here in the first quarter, and 2-0. And make it three. As Burrell shoots and scores his third consecutive free throw, he'll try to make it 4 for 4 here on the second shot. Bends the knees, puts it up, it's good. 4 for 4. And it's 4-0. Quickly back up court. Top of the circle, Lewis. He'll look to drive. He'll kick it out. Tamon Jones for 3, no good. Owens skies for the rebound. Kicks it baseline. Shot, no good. Owens again, and he'll draw a foul. Foul will be on Jamil Burrell. That's his first and the team's second for the Panthers. At 6:07 to go, no shots. They'll take the ball in underneath. 4-0, Hermitage. Inside, bounce pass to Owens. He'll lay it up and in for 2. Lakai Owens, first 2 points of the season for the Warriors. Turnover, back court, and now a foul. And if it's on Burrell, it's his second. And it will be. And so early foul trouble for both teams. And Burrell's going to have to come out early. Ball inbounded, top of the circle. Tamon Jones with it. Jones looking to drive right side, kicks it out. Drive, stop. Morris top of the key, spins, winds. Beautiful inlet pass to Claude Fun. Open underneath for 2, and we're tied at 4, 2.5 in. Ball lost. Hermitage tries to save it and does. Person breaks the pressure. He'll drive, put it up off the glass. No. Fight for the rebound. It comes out to Henrico. Tamon Jones looking to go court coast to coast, and he does with the left side. Right-handed, left side, 6-4. The pressure again. Again a steal at midcourt. Three-pointer. Morris, good. Here in the corner. Timeout, Hermitage. It's a 9-0 Henrico run. 9-4 your score with 4:58 left here in the first quarter. And again, fans, we are recording this as a podcast so you can listen to it at any time. And if at some point we are able to finally get connected with YouTube, we'll go live, of course, on RVA Sports Network's YouTube channel. We're trying again right now, as a matter of fact. And we might be lucky this time. Let's see if it'll let us. It's got us in the window, but it has not allowed us to start a broadcast yet. So we will keep working on it, my friends. Until such time, let's get back to the action. Keyshawn Tabb into the game. He'll work it across the timeline for the Panthers, suddenly down 5. They don't have a field goal in this first quarter. All 4 points coming at the line. Foul underneath. And I believe it's going to be on Fun, his first personal. Suggs already sitting with 2 fouls for Henrico. Panthers will take it out underneath at 4:46 to go, first quarter. Got Coward. He'll drive. Put up a floater. No good. Offensive foul, and Coward now has 2 personal fouls. Coward with 2, Burrell with 2. And so early foul trouble for the Panthers now, even more so than Henrico with Suggs sitting with 2 personals, and it's a 9-0 Henrico run right now. Morris across the timeline. Left wing to JoJo Morris into the game. Jones will put up a 15-footer. It is an air ball out of bounds. And then we get a foul right as the ball hits the end line. A little push going on, and they're going to call it on Settles. 5 team personal fouls on Hermitage, and we're not even 4 minutes into the game. Tamon Jones will take it out underneath, looking for help, gets it at midcourt from JoJo Morris. JoJo flips it over to Chris Morris. Chris working on Person. Nothing there. Pass to Jones. Long three-pointer. Good. And Timone Jones makes it a 12-0 run. It's 12-4 Henrico. Full court pressure again. Jones bodying on Person. Cross court pass. Got it to Settles. He'll drive and score. First field goal of the night for Hermitage ends the 12-0 Henrico run. Quickly down court. Inside. Shot up. Good for Claude Fun. 14-6, and the pace quickens very rapidly. Double team midcourt steal. Henrico. Beautiful give and go. And two. Timone Jones on the assist to JoJo Morris. And it's 16-6. Inbounds pass almost stolen here in the corner. Dangerous pass near the Henrico basket. They break the press. Now they got Coward. He's got to be careful. Puts it up short on the layup attempt. Foul coming up on the rebound. As Fun gets it, and the foul will be called on Haj Wilson Lamb, his first personal foul. 16-6. We started at 4-0. And it's been a 16-2 run ever since for number 6 Henrico. Hermitage has got to figure out the full court press. They're having problems getting it across the circle. Henrico gets it over the timeline. Zion Davis into the game for the Warriors. In the corner, JoJo will kick it out. Lewis with it, hands it off to Chris Morris. They reset at 3:05 first quarter. Jones back to Chris Morris, around to JoJo, looking inside, finds a cutter, shot blocked. Rebound to Quayshawn Washington into the game, down low for Hermitage. Panthers need a score and some help. Double team, cross court pass is going to go into the stands and out of bounds, another Hermitage turnover. And they are struggling right now with the Henrico pressure defense. .245 to go, first quarter, it's 16-6. Left wing, Chris Morris, briefly about double team, got it to JoJo, he'll drive the lane, kick it out to Chris for three. Back iron, no good, fight for the board, won by Henrico. Davis gets the deflected basketball and puts it up off the glass left side. It's 18-6 Warriors. Person breaks the press, gets it to Tab. Tab, top of the circle to Washington. He works out left side, Person in the corner. Trying to set a pick for Rakee. Drives the lane, draws the foul. Will the basket count? No, before the shot. Foul will be on JoJo Morris. That's his first personal. Inbound, shot short, rebound. Washington all alone, put it up, no good. Got his own rebound. That second time too strong. Rebound, Timone Jones into the corner. JoJo for three. No good. Rebound, Washington. Almost lost out of bounds. Fight for the ball at midcourt. Taken by Hermitage. Driving left side and in. Keyshawn Tab for two. And that's a big two. And I believe they called a foul as well. Yes, basket is good. And the foul will be on Chris Morris. It'll be his first. And a chance for a three-point play. To the line, Keyshawn Tab trying to complete the and one, and he will. It's 18-9 with 1:45 left first quarter. Quickly down to Jones for three. It's good. Timone Jones has 8 of the 21 Henrico points. And here's the pressure again. They get it midcourt. They get it passed. Driving and now coming back out wisely is Burrell. Nobody there to help him. Got it to Person. Person guarded heavily by Toriano Lewis. Rakee into the corner. Three-point attempt is good for Haj Wilson Lamb. His first points of the season. Quickly down court. Warriors drive. Shot. No good, but a foul. And there'll be two shots coming for Toriano Lewis. First personal foul on Quayshawn Washington. Henrico 21, Hermitage 12, 109, 1Q. First free throw attempt is up and good. And Lewis is in the scorebook for the first time this season. He'll get one more. The lead back in double digits now to 10. Second free throw try rolls in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different Warriors have scored here in this opening quarter. And they have since going down 4-0 are on a 23-8 run. Burrell needing help, cross court pass to Tab. Tab drives, stops, 15-footer is good. Keyshawn Tab has 5 points, 23-14, almost a steal. And it is a steal. Tab will get it. Put it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Person almost got it. Henrico did. Cross-court pass and a foul as the pass is made. And it's going to be on Hermitage. Tab will be guilty of his first personal foul. With 23-14 your score and 43.1 seconds left. And we expected a frenetic pace tonight, and that's exactly what we have. 1-1 opportunity for Chris Morris. The lefty puts it up, it's short. Long rebound comes out to Keyshawn Tab. Into the corner, driving and drawing the foul is Haj Wilson-Lamb at 28.1 to go first quarter. Foul's going to be on number 34. Into the game for Hermitage, that's Isaiah Sheeran. He is a 6'8", 175-pound junior. I think the term string bean would suffice in this particular situation. First free throw is up and good. I used to be the exact same way 30 years ago, but I was significantly shorter and still am. Wilson Lamb will get one more. Henrico's lead at 8. And he misses the second. The rebound comes out to the Warriors. Quickly down court. Three-pointer Jones is no good. Person will get the rebound. 2-on-2 if he wants it. Person's going to lose it and get it back and get fouled. At 14.9 to go in the quarter. Foul's going to be on Chris Morris, and that's his second personal foul. So two on Suggs, two on Chris Morris for Henrico, two on Burrell, two on Coward for Hermitage. Although Burrell remains in the game. Coward is set since he received foul number 2. Person's free throw well off the mark and rebounded by Lakai Owens. Final 10 seconds, first quarter. Timone Jones up top, Person's on him, 3 to go. He'll work the drive, kick it out, long three-pointer, in and out, no good. And we're through one tonight. Here on the RVA Sports Network. And after one, number 6, Henrico, 23. And number 7, Hermitage, 15. Now, of course, Henrico plays a Capital District schedule. Hermitage plays a Colonial District schedule. So they won't see each other again unless they meet again in the Conference 11 tournament come mid-February. Halftime score just coming in. Number 5, Verina leading Motueka 31-23 at halftime. Lee Davis and Deep Runner tied at 25 at intermission. And here we start second quarter action. As we continue to try to work, fans, on our live coverage of this event. If we can get half a game in, it'll be better than none at all. Inbounds pass to Timone Jones, and we're underway second quarter. Henrico working toward our side of the corner of the broadcast area tonight. Looking inside, nothing there. Owens will check, picks up the dribble, needs some help up top. He'll get it in the form of Chris Morris. Morris the lefty, two dribbles to Timone. Jones will work around, kick it into the corner. Owens thought about a 15-footer, stops, kicks it out front. Now to the baseline. Nothing there. Lewis denied. Chris Morris back up top to Jones. 40 seconds into the quarter, no shot yet. Warriors being much more patient this time. Looking inside, got Suggs. Turn around, fouled. Missed the shot, but he'll get to the free throw line. They're calling the foul on three, and if that is Tab, that's going to be his second personal foul. Suggs at the free throw line. First shot is good, and DeMarco is on the scoreboard. With 7:13 left in the first half, 9-point game, and you can make it 10. DeMarco with two free throws, 25-15. Person working the full court press, trying to get away from it, does. Crosses the timeline. Needs a little help. Keeps the dribble alive into the corner. A three-pointer is short. Long rebound. Well, I'm not sure who that went off of. Could have been Burrell. Could have been Lewis, and it'll stay with Hermitage. Inbounds pass now from Wilson Lamb. Just under a minute gone by second quarter. Hermitage down by 10, 25-15. Coward back in the game with two personal fouls. Bounce pass to Burrell, who also has two personals. He'll put up a jumper top of the key, and it's good. Is that a long two or a three? It is a long two. And Burrell has six. Looking inside for Suggs, overthrown. Coward has it. Here comes Hermitage into the lane. Shot no good, but a foul. And Burrell will go to the free throw line. First free throw attempt. That's the first one tonight that Burrell has missed. No good, so it stays at 8, 25-17. Second shot up. No good. He missed both. Opportunity gone by there. Warriors quickly give it to Lewis for three, and it's good. First field goal tonight for Toriano Lewis is good for three, and it's 28-17, the lead at 11. We may get a push there in the corner as the Warriors were trying to steal a pass right in front of Coach Vance Harmon, and really a needless foul on Owens. That's his first, and we should be looking at free throws here the rest of the way in this first half of action. So Haj Wilson Lamb to the charity stripe, and the lefty will get one, put it up and put it in. He's got 5 points now. Second shot, also good. So Haj has six tonight, six of the 19, six also for Burrell, five for Tab, and two for Settles. Person and Coward are still looking for their first points of the night. 6 minutes to the half. 9-point lead, open for three, but short, no good. And then Owens gets his own rebound, drives, one bounce, and puts it in. Nice anticipation there from Lakai Owens. More defensive pressure and a steal. It's JoJo Morris. Puts it up, no good, but there to clean it up and put it in is Lewis. And it's 32-19, and the Panthers are struggling here to get the ball across the timeline. They will this time with Settles into the corner. Three-point try, Coward off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Burrell. Tried to kick it out, didn't have to. Everybody cleared out except for Wilson Lamb, and he was open for two. 32-21. 5:20 to go, first half. Top of the circle. Lewis kicks it to JoJo Morris. JoJo with Person working on him. Pants over to Timon Jones. He'll spin the lane, put it up underneath. No good. Suggs will get the rebound, put it up, and in. Gently with the right hand, very patiently, DeMarco Suggs for two. 34-21, Henrico under five to go in the half. Pass down to Coward on the baseline. Tried to get a cutter and settles couldn't handle the pass, and it tips off of his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover to Henrico. Coming up on halfway through quarter number two, Henrico 34, Hermitage 21. JoJo Morris with a nice pass inside. Not being able to handle it, though, is Lewis. He loses it out of bounds, but it is last touch by a Panther, so Henrico will retain possession. Beautiful pass right to his hands. Just could not grasp it and then try to put it up real quick and in. Jones inbounds it. They get it up top of the circle. Get it over to Jones. Whip around for three. It's off the mark. Long rebound. Will come out to Jones. Top of the circle. He'll throw a pass quickly inside to JoJo Morris. Man, what a beautiful assist. How did he see him? 36-21. End of the corner. Burrell for three is an air ball. Long rebound tipped out. Henrico gets it. Driving to the cutter. Up and in. The assist from Fun Owens for two. He's got six, and it's 38-21 at the four-minute mark of the second quarter. Person needs to get it across the line. He does. Double team. It's split. Put it up to Burrell. Up and no good. Tipped it up. No good. Second tip, no good. Rebound out long. Lost by Tab, but a foul. And I think we might have a foul on Henrico here. No, it's on Hermitage. They're going to put it on Tab, and if that's the case, that's his third personal foul. 3:42 to the half. Two shots coming. 38-21, 39-21. Timon Jones gets the first. Washington will check back in. Quayshawn, 6'4", junior forward for the Panthers. Second shot is good. Jones 2-for-2 at the line. He's already got 10. And it's 40-21 Henrico. 3:35 to the half. Struggling to get it across, finally does. Person almost loses it. Now he's trapped in the corner. Jones all over him. Great defensive effort, and it's going to be a five-second call. Person at the last second tried to just throw the ball off of Jones's leg out of bounds, but by the time he started doing it, the referee said no. Turnover to Henrico. Timeout. Hermitage Panthers. Coach Rob Rice wants to talk it over, and I don't blame him. What a first half defensively for Henrico, and some beautiful assists. The passing game, very crisp for opening night. And our score is 40-21. Henrico by 19 with 3:24 to go in the first half. Coming up at halftime, fans, we will talk about our upcoming broadcast schedule here on RBASN, which, of course, in a podcast edition, you can choose to listen to or you can choose to fast forward. And if you fast forward, I understand. Just go to any of our websites, look at the updated broadcast schedule, including RBASportsNetwork.com and RicoCountySports.net. That's two of our four websites. Hyper-local coverage only from the RBA Sports Network. Out of the timeout for Hermitage, Timon Jones will walk it up across the timeline, enjoying a 19-point lead, 40-21. JoJo up top, almost stolen, gets it inside to Suggs, working on Washington, turn around, five-footer too strong, rebound is good, and a timeout immediately by the officials. Davis went up and tipped it in, and then Zion hit his head on the gym floor. He's going to have to come out immediately. Coach Vance Harmon immediately comes out. And they'll get the trainer immediately on that, and for good reason. Fans were trying a second workaround here to see if we can possibly get live here. Meanwhile, back to the action. More full court pressure. Almost a steal. Washington cross court to Coward. On the baseline, the jumper is good. Uses the glass nicely, and Tim Coward in for the first time. Long shot off the iron, no good. Coward will get the rebound. JoJo all over him, but he gets past him. To Burrell, left side. Jamil, one bounce back to Tim Coward in the corner. Resetting at 2:35 to go. They need to cut into this 19-point lead. Burrell is open. Suggs is there, and it'll be a blocking foul and the third personal on DeMarco Suggs. First shot for Burrell at the line is no good. He's hit his first four, and since then he's 0 for 3. He'll get one more. Shot is up, and that time it's good. So now 5 for 8 tonight is Burrell. Pass tipped. Out of bounds, last touched by Hermitage. Henrico retains. 42-24 at 2:27 to the half. Inbound, good to see. Davis back in the game. Long three-point try. Air ball, rebound to Coward. Tim pushing it up. Burrell with the ball, inside to Washington. He'll work, put it up. Rims out, no good. Sheeran in. For Suggs, gets the rebound. Jones working it quickly into the corner. Three-pointer Davis, no good. Sheeran all alone, rebound no good. Got his own rebound again. Bounce pass in the lane, lost, stolen. Lost again, fight for it. Hermitage gets it. Person will drive. Put it up and put it in. And Ricky Person finally on the scoreboard. 42-26, a minute 44 to go in the half. JoJo Morris, right side. Cross-court pass to Jones. Jones will reset it at 1:35. Coward will pick him up with the two fouls. Right side to JoJo. Cross-court pass to Lewis. Lewis back to JoJo for three. Well short. Washington with the rebound. Minute 20 to go. Can Hermitage put a little run here before the half? Get back into this one. Person for three. Short. Rebound to Burrell. Knocked away from him to Washington. Burrell will put it up. Loses it. Tipped. Intercepted. Henrico coast to coast. Toriano Lewis is able to grab the loose ball and take it all the way in for the score. Timeout at 1:02 to go first half. 1:02 to the break. It's Henrico 44 and Hermitage 26. So we're given the bad news on Twitter now that we are just not going to be able to go live tonight for whatever reason. And in all the years that we've worked with our YouTube channel, this has never happened before that we can access and get in. And then it tells us that it's not working. And then that finally stopped happening. But then when we would access it to get in, it would not load up and allow us to begin the broadcast. It treated us as if we were trying to join an already started broadcast, which it's never been started. So we looked to see if we could try to do a new feed, send out a new link, and that didn't work either. So we've got some technical work to do, fans, when we get home tonight. and we profusely apologize for that. That we did not see coming. We got to get that fixed immediately because we've got tons of hoop action for you all season long. Out of the timeout, cross-court pass stolen, and then stolen right back. Burrell to Coward, and he'll be fouled. And that'll be a second personal on JoJo Morris at 53.4 to go until halftime. And Ryko will have the lead going into the break. The question is, by how much? First free throw attempt rattles off the front of the iron, no good. And Coward will get another. Hermitage needs just a little run here to wrap up the first half. They could get within like 12. That's a lot more doable than 18. Second shot rattles in and finally goes in. Looked like it was going to come out too, but then it got the nice kind roll. Coward with 3 points. Final 48 seconds. Bounce pass, Jones. Bounce pass inside, shot. No good. Burrell with the rebound, and he'll get pushed from behind by Davis. So 40.5 seconds to go first half. And Jamil Burrell, who has lived at the free throw line in this half, 5 for 8, will try to cut into the margin with the clock not running. Number 8, St. Christopher's just in. They defeat J.R. Tucker tonight, 65-51 the final. First shot for Jamil is in and out, no good. He's now 5 for 9 after starting 4 for 4 at the line. And he'll get one more free throw. Second shot is up and good. So now 6 for 10 from the line. 44-28, Hermitage down 16. Quickly down court. Timone Jones right wing, up top to JoJo Morris. Bounce pass right side to Owens. Wide open here in the corner is Zion Davis if they can get it to him. Owens drives. Double team now. Gets it right side. No look pass. Up and in to the cutting JoJo Morris. 46-28. Final seconds, first half. Person for three. It's good. And they won't make it 12, but they will make it 15. Our game of the week hits halftime, and our score is number 6 Henrico, 46, and number 7 Hermitage, 31. 5 points for Rakee Person, thanks to that three at the horn. We'll review stats here in just a moment, fans. As soon as we get a quick update out to our fans on Twitter, at Henrico Sports and at the RBA Sportsnet, giving them the word on the St. Christopher's win. As the Saints upend J.R. Tucker in their opener tonight. So here it's 46-31, 15-point lead. 3-6-8, 10 points for Timone Jones. 3-5-7-9 for Toriano Lewis. And so Timone Jones will lead with 10 points. 9 for Lewis, as we mentioned a moment ago. And 6 each for JoJo Morris, and playing his first varsity game, Lakai Owens. And that's your scoring leaders for Henrico. The Panthers are led by both Jamil Burrell and Haj Wilson-Lamb, who came off the bench nicely for 8 points. Keyshawn Tabb has 5. And again, we will get this broadcast up as a podcast as soon as humanly possible, fans. soon as we can. So you can enjoy it later tonight and at any time. Got an update from Hanover. Huguenot rolling tonight. Good opening night for them. Huguenot 89, Hanover 55. And again, that game after three quarters tonight. So, fans, it happens. I'm not sure what else I can say, but this is the way the cookie crumbles, and we will we'll go back to the drawing board and work with YouTube and try to figure out exactly why this happened to us tonight. And we'll get set for our next broadcast, which we will endeavor to have live for you here on RVASN. We've got tons of them coming up, and we're working on more. Right now, our next scheduled broadcast is the first round of the Henrico Holiday Hoops Tournament on the 27th of December. We will have a quadruple header that evening beginning at 2:30 p.m. And we'll give you the schedule on that in just a second. We get a quick update here from Deep Run and Lee Davis. And Deep Run with a very strong third quarter, leading Lee Davis now 53-36. As they head to the fourth on opening night for both the Wildcats and the Confederates. In case you're wondering what's going on down at Siegel, VCU and Princeton are tied at 60-60 with under 7 minutes left in regulation. So like we said, next broadcast that we have officially scheduled is December 27th, a quadruple header at Henrico Holiday Hoops. We'll begin at 2:30 with James River Matoaca. After that game, at approximately 4 p.m., it'll be Henrico, the host team, against J.R. Tucker. Following that game, on the second, the bottom half of the bracket, it'll be Collegiate and Stewart in a battle of two West End Henrico private schools. That should be a good one. And then Trinity Episcopal will wrap things up, and they will take on South Lakes High School in the finale. So we'll have all four of those games live on RBA Sports Network, part of our annual Holiday Feast of Hoops, and that's on December the 27th. That's a Tuesday. We'll be back at Henrico Holiday Hoops on that Thursday the 29th for the championship. We will have both the third place game and the title game live on RBA Sports Network, and we'll get underway that afternoon about 5:30. We have not scheduled anything yet for December 28th, that Wednesday, but we plan to. Friday, December 30th, we'll put a wrap on the calendar year of 2016 at Lee Davis High School, as we'll bring you live exclusive coverage of the Girls and Boys Championships at the Southerner Classic. That's on December 30th. That is a Friday. And RBA Sports Network, very proud to once again this season be a part of the StatVA.com Girls Basketball Classic. Going to be at Highland Springs on January 13th and 14th. We'll be there that Saturday for two big games coming up. It'll be Monacan in the 5:30 game against Forest Trail Academy. We'll have that one live for you here on RBASN. And then at 8:30 that night, we'll sign off and then sign back on for the host team, Highland Springs, when they take on R.J. Reynolds out of North Carolina. And we've got our first upset of the 2016-17 girls basketball season. And for some people, this really isn't an upset. St. Catharines has defeated L.C. Byrd in girls basketball. 55-45. St. Catharines, a team just outside of our preseason top 10 poll, may find themselves in the next top 10 that comes out Sunday night on the RVA Sports Network, on our Central Region Now podcast, and of course posted online at RVASportsNetwork.com. So far tonight, St. Christopher's in boys action defeats, J.R. Tucker. In girls, number 4 Huguenot defeats Hanover. Number 5 L.C. Byrd falls to St. Catharines by 10 points. here at halftime. Number 6, Henrico, leads number 7, Hermitage, 46-31. If all goes well, fans, and we're hoping it will, we still have at least one game planned for next week. It's just not been put officially on the schedule yet. We have one game planned for the following week, which we are hoping to confirm within the next 24 to 48 hours. And then once we are able to confirm them, of course, we put them online. We do not put any games up until we have them confirmed with the host athletic slash activities director. But looking forward to adding more December games here on RVA Sports Network and filling out our January as well as eventually February schedules. And the 2017 conference tournaments get underway, if memory serves me correctly, February 12th. And I know it's hard to believe tonight here on this 29th of November or whenever it may be when you're listening to this podcast edition of the Game of the Week, but it will be here before you know it. Thanks so much, guys, for your patience and your understanding tonight. We have been so blessed to have almost no technical problems over our 4 years now, and this one, unfortunately, is a problem that we cannot solve. It is out of our hands. As we get ready for second half action, the key to the first half for Henrico, great work in the passing game. Several assists, some down low that were absolutely beautiful. Very crisp, as we mentioned, very mid-season form. The other part is Hermitage struggling against the full court press of Henrico. Lots of turnovers that led to Henrico points. Verina Matoaka should be wrapping up soon. Verina led at halftime by, I believe, it was double digits. Number 5, Verina and Matoaka, a Conference 12 matchup. And second half action coming up here between number 6 and number 7, and the newest RVA Sports Network top 10 boys and girls basketball polls will be released now every Sunday. Central Region Now, our podcast, has, as usual, moved to Sunday. We do 2 podcasts here a week during football season, and we do 1 podcast a week the rest of the calendar year, the school calendar year, I should say. So we'll have a new podcast for you every Sunday through June, except for lull periods, like in between the end of winter and the start of spring sports, that sort of thing. We may have a week here or a week there where we don't have a podcast, but 9 times out of 10, we will. And they're always available on our family of websites, top of the page. You can stream them anytime, rvasportsnetwork.com, henricocountysports.net, hanovercountysports.net, and chesterfieldcountysports.net. Congratulations to Mills Godwin. They have defeated Patrick Henry opening night for the boys. 52-25 is the final. And they go to 1-0. Per our buddy Evan Hughes at Patriot Talk Live. All right, second half underway. And it will be Hermitage ball. Down by 15. Referee gets the ball. Let's get set for second half action. Here on our delayed season premiere of the Game of the Week. You know, you just got to smile and let it go, fans. That's all you can do. Here we go. Coward gets the inbound pass. Hermitage will work right to left toward our broadcast position. Bounce pass into Settles. Settles to a cutting person. Raqui finds nothing in the lane, kicks it out to Coward. Over down to the light side, that's Burrell. Jamil's going to drive. Put it up underhand and no good, but got the blocking foul. And it'll go on Timone Jones, the leading scorer so far tonight for either team with 10 points, and that is his first personal foul. Mills Godwin girls basketball gets an opening night win 39-12 over Patrick Henry. Burrell has lived at the line tonight, 6 of 10 in the first half. First shot of the second half is good. And he'll get one more. 46-32. There are no 14-point plays. You just got to kind of chip away and chip away at the lead. Second shot, Burrell, is short. Rebound tipped, though, and Burrell grabs it top of the circle. Looking for help, cross-court pass to Person. He'll put it up for three, and it's good. Rakeem Person has scored 6 points in the last 38 seconds of game time. 46-35, it's down to 11. Henrico trying to move baseline. Pass is out of bounds. Suggs couldn't handle it in the right corner. And a turnover to Hermitage. And now a chance for Hermitage to pick up a little steam. Much needed steam. Down by as many as 18 tonight. Now it's 11. Drive, kick out, baseline, nothing there. Right wing, it's Person. He'll stop another three. It's good. And Rakeem Person is feeling it. Timeout. As the net gets bunched up. And Hermitage is within eight. 6:50 to go. Suggs for the drive. Offensive foul. And for DeMarco Suggs, that's his fourth personal. So four on Suggs. He'll come out. Claude Fun Jr. will check back in for Henrico. Suggs has always had problems in the foul game, and they need him desperately. They need his size and his experience down low. He has got to be more disciplined this season for Coach Vance Harmon. Corner, Burrell fakes a three, drives into the lane, needs help, gets it. Shot baseline short, and the rebound to Henrico. Owens kicks it out. Three ball for Toriano Lewis is good. 49-38, the lead back to 11. The pressure applied again. Person across the timeline. Cross over to Coward up top now. Tim looking for room, looking for a pick. Had two. Neither one worked. Burrell up top. Wilson Lamb cuts. Ball lost on the floor. And we've got a whistle. And I believe it's going to be a foul on Hermitage. And that is on Burrell, and that's his third personal foul. Driving in the lane, and short on the shot is JoJo Morris. Rebound Hermitage, Coward's going to work it. Underhand shot short as well. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Lakai Owens, and it'll stay in this end. Hermitage will take it out underneath their own basket. They had it down to eight. Now it's back to 11, 49-38, Henrico. Number six leading number seven on opening night. Up top to Burrell, quick pass down low. Up and short, no good. Fighting for his own rebound, settles, puts it up again, no. And Wilson Lamb is on the weak side to clean it up and put it in. Nobody boxed out Haj Wilson Lamb, 49-40. Owens looking for help. Pass inside, JoJo gets stuck into the corner. Up top, Chris Morris now works, kicks it out. Timone Jones, baseline, no good. Rebound, Wilson Lamb with a three. It's a six-point game. Person across the timeline, double-teamed. Gets it to Coward. Tim with a headband. Trying to elude his defender. Picked up now this side. Wilson Lamb for three. Rims in and out, no good. The only person there to rebound is Owens. Henrico across the timeline, 4:45 third quarter, 49-40. Cross-court pass, JoJo Morris with it now. Another cross-court pass to Chris Morris into the corner for Owens, back to Chris. Chris almost walked with the basketball. Jones baseline, check that Lewis baseline, and he'll draw the foul. Toriano Lewis. And the foul's going to go on Settles, and that'll be his second personal foul. It's 49-40. First shot for Toriano is good. And Lewis, who had 9 points in the first half, has 13 now. 50-40, Henrico by 10. It was 15 at intermission. Panthers starting out strong thanks to back-to-back threes from Person. Second shot up and good. Lewis with 5 in the corner. More full court pressure. They get it to Rakee. Person's got Owens working on him. He gets it across the timeline, gets a pick into the corner. Wilson Lamb to drive, and he'll get fouled by Zion Davis, his second personal. At 4:17 to go. Bounce pass in and a very quick foul called. Hand check, I believe. And that's on Lewis. And we're going to have a lot of free throws, fans, before this night is over. 51-40, Henrico by 11. Wilson Lamb looking to get it in. Finds Person up top. Back to Wilson Lamb inside. Settles, shot short. Burrell got the rebound and then bounced it off of his sneaker out of bounds. Tough break for Jameel. Ball back over to Henrico, enjoying the 11-point lead. We are now halfway through quarter number three. Cross court, JoJo Morris gets it to Lewis. Back to JoJo for three. No good, but he's fouled. And it's going to be on Rakee Person. And three free throws are coming up for JoJo Morris. It's currently 51-40. He can stretch this back out to 14. First shot, good. He gets two more. Second shot is up and also good. JoJo gets one more shot. 53-40 at 3:54 to go, third quarter. One more time for JoJo. 5'7 senior guard. Puts it up, and it's good. Perfect execution there. And it's Warriors 54, Panthers 40. Midway through the third quarter, and Henrico will keep the pressure going. Wilson Lamb across the timeline. Gets it to Burrell up top. Jameel, dribble. Picks it up, finds Person. Person gets it over to Nasir Hines into the game for the first time for Hermitage. Wilson Lamb looking for room baseline. Pass inside to Burrell to a cutting Hines. Back over to Wilson Lamb. Shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound Fun. Warriors to drive. Timone had it, got pushed just as he was looking to pass it into the corner for a possible three-point try. Foul on Hermitage. They'll give that one to Settles, and that's three personal fouls on Toriaz Settles, the 6'5 junior. No free throw shooting, on this one, and they'll bring it out of bounds underneath their own basket. Lewis cross court to JoJo, almost traveled into the corner. Davis for three is good. First points of the second half for Zion Davis, and it's back to 17. Just like that, 57-40. Burrell trying to get it across the timeline, does, keeps driving, bounce pass, offensive foul. They get Burrell with the offensive foul, and that is four on Jameel. And no doubt about it, fans, the biggest part of this game tonight, successful-wise, for Henrico has been their defense, as they have continued to cause multiple issues for Hermitage. 57-42, 53rd quarter. Lewis over to JoJo, left side. Tries to find a man cutting inside. Does. It's Fun. Puts the bounce pass in. 4-2. Fun had two Panthers all over him. He took one dribble, eluded them both, and was wide open. And now a turnover underneath. as on the inbounds play, Hermitage brings their foot, one of their feet, into the field of play before they threw it in. You can't do that. And the ball goes back to the Warriors with a chance to make it a 20-point game for the first time tonight for three. Air ball no good in person. Lost the rebound. Fun gets it. Bounce pass inside, stolen Washington. Here comes Hines. He'll put up for three. Back iron, no good. Rebound to Mon Jones. Quickly down court. Lewis throws it up. Off the iron, no good. Washington with the rebound. Doesn't find anybody cutting. Bounce pass to Hines backcourt, and Nasir will bring it up with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Washington top of the circle. And we have a foul. It's an illegal screen. And that's going to go against Hines, his first personal. Two minutes left, third quarter. Timone Jones left wide open top of the key. Shot is long off the right side of the iron, and we get a personal foul called. I think it's going to go on Henrico this time. And I think it's going to go against Sheeran, and if that is the case, that'll be his second foul. But he's had to spell DeMarco Suggs, who's got four. 1:50 to go, third quarter, 19-point lead. Hermitage had it down to eight. Person across the timeline. Cross-court pass to Coward. Tim looking for room. Lewis guarding him nicely. LaVaris Harris into the game now for Hermitage. Pass almost stolen. Person gets it back. Shot, back iron, no good. Washington fights for the rebound, gets it, puts it up, and draws the foul. Nice second and third effort by Quayshawn Washington to draw the third personal foul on Sheeran. And so big foul trouble with the big men down low for Henrico, but they enjoy the 19-point lead at 1:27 to go, third quarter. First free throw, back iron, rattles home, and Washington is on the scoreboard. Second shot coming. It's up and will also rattle in. Two kind rolls for Washington, 59-42. Now some pressure put on by Hermitage. And why not? They're down 17, just a little over a quarter left to make hay here. Bounce pass into the corner. Now shot blocked. Back out to Henrico, though they retain possession. Timone Jones will reset. Right wing to JoJo Morris. Looking for Lewis, left side. Kick it in the corner, and it's lost. Lost by Davis. Coward gets it. Under a minute to go. Coward into the corner. Person for three. No good. Fight for the rebound. Two Henrico players almost lose it, but they get it. Here comes Owens. He'll drive and draw the offensive foul. Got a little undisciplined there trying to drive to the hoop. And that's two fouls on Lakai Owens. 42.4 seconds to go. Coward will walk it up. Hermitage down 17. Bounce pass to Settles outright. He'll drive on Sheeran. Put it up. Blocked. Sheeran from behind with a beautiful play. The drive down, up, and in is Lewis. After the outlet pass, 61-42. Final 10 seconds of the quarter. Double team. They get it inside. They got to hurry, put up a shot. Person will do it in front of us and hit it. Third three of the quarter for Person. And it'll cut the margin to 16. Number six, Henrico. 61. Number seven, Hermitage. 45. They had it down to eight early in the third quarter, did the Panthers. But the halftime lead is back. Basketball final in from Siegel. And VCU wins 6-1. 6-1 for VCU as they withstand a 16-0 run for Princeton to start the game. And they end up with an 81-70 victory. And Will Wright and company now again 6-1 on the season. Fourth quarter, fans, here we go. Panthers tried to climb the hill early third, got it down to 8. Henrico stretched it back out to as many as 19. It's now 16, 61-45. Possession arrow favors the Warriors. They'll get the ball to start the fourth and final period, unless there's a huge comeback coming. Chris Morris at the point, out to Suggs, playing with four fouls. DeMarco, cross-court pass to Lewis, looking inside for Owens. Bounce pass in the corner, driving, and then back up top to Timone Jones. Henrico can afford to be patient. Clock is their best friend right now. Jones kicks it out. Three-pointer is short. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touched by, well, the refs are going to talk about it. They're going to say last touch by Hermitage. And Henrico will keep it underneath. 30 seconds in to the fourth quarter. Lewis up top to Chris Morris, swinging it quickly across court. Timone Jones on the baseline, left side. And it's good. First two for Timone here in the second half, 63-45. 7:15 to go. Coward with Lewis working on him. Gets it to Burrell. Now into the lane, settles, shot no good, fights for the board, can't get it. Owens, the beneficiary. He'll look to drive, and no, won't draw a foul, or will he be called? Yeah, offensive foul. Offensive foul on Lakai Owens, and that's his third personal. Just under 7 minutes to go in regulation. 18-point game. Dangerous cross-court pass. They get it to Person. Coward. Now Burrell. Oh, when he traveled. Jamil looking to go to the hoop, and he travels with the basketball. Turnover to Henrico. 63-45. 6:48 to go. Well, this game will give Coach Rice a good barometer as to exactly where his Panthers are right now. Of course, they lost big scorer Robbie Osborne to graduation. Obviously, Henrico lost one of the best players in the history of their program, and DeMonte Buckingham, who's now doing pretty darn well as a freshman at the University of Richmond. Bounce pass into the lane is kicked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Henrico underneath at 6:43 to go. So both teams had some question marks coming in, and they still will after this first game. You get it inbound to Suggs. He'll put up a 10-footer, and it's good. DeMarco Suggs has 6 points. And again, if he can stay out of foul trouble, he could be a big contributor this year for Coach Harmon. Coward breaks the press, open for three, takes it, short, no good, long rebound. Timone has it. Jones will drive, put it up, blocked. But a foul. Oh, I thought Person may have had all ball. But they're going to say no. And that's two on Person. And to the charity stripe will go Timone Jones with 6:20 to go and the lead at 20 points. Henrico 65, Hermitage 45. First shot for Timone is good. He now has 13 points. And he'll look for 14, and he's got it. 6:20 to go. Henrico's biggest lead tonight is right now 22 points. 67-45. Get it inbounds to Person, down court to Settles, into the corner, now driving, putting up an awkward floater, and it's an air ball, was Tab. Rebound to Henrico. Nice bounce pass inside to a cutting Claude Fun for two. The assist to Chris Morris. 69-45. Wide open in the corner. Driving in the lane, and he's going to get called for... No, he's not. He's going to get the basket and a foul. And that's Laverius Harris. And they'll call the foul on Henrico, and Harris will get a chance at a three-point play the old-fashioned way. At 69-47. Time running out on Hermitage. Harris will drain the free throw and get the three-point play. Inside, now kicking it out is Henrico. Three-pointer for Timone Jones is good. That's his third of the night. And the officials have to call time. The net gets bungled up again. 72-48. And the officials are asking for time. Henrico tried to substitute. One of the referees says, no, we've already passed that point at this particular stoppage of play. 24-point Henrico lead. I know LC Bird is our number one team in our preseason poll, and they went all the way to the state final last year, and I know they lost some pieces to graduation, but they got tons of pieces back, and they arguably are number one right now coming into the season. But for those of you who thought Henrico was going to be down this year after their graduation losses, think again. Full court pressure, broken. They get it to Person, fakes a three. JoJo Morris there to stop that. Tab up top. Keyshawn keeps the dribble alive. Now he'll put up a long three-pointer. No good. Skine for the rebound. Claude Fun kicks it to JoJo Morris. JoJo looking for somebody. Into the corner. Shot up. In and out. No good. Person with the rebound. 5:10 to go. 24-point game. Henrico in control. Person will drive all the way and get two. 16 points for Rakeed tonight. Chris Morris right side. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touched by Keyshawn Tabb. 72-50 Henrico. At 4:56 to go, we'll have these Warriors again live on RVASN in 4 weeks at their Henrico Holiday Hoops Tournament. Their first-round foe is J.R. Tucker at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, December 27th. We begin that afternoon with James River Motueka at 2:30, a quadruple header live from Henrico High School. Chris Morris, pass stolen by Tab nicely, looking to go into the corner for JoJo Morris. Down quickly to Person, throws up the three, and it's good. And Rakeed Person has 19 points. Timeout on the floor. With 4:37 to go, but Hermitage basketball down 72-53 to Henrico, who will go to 1-0. Hermitage next plays on Friday night, and they're going to get a Patrick Henry team who is coming off a tough loss tonight to Mills Godwin, where they struggled to score. They only scored 25 points in the loss. So Patrick Henry at Hermitage on Friday night. That's Hermitage's next opponent. The Warriors, who are 4:37 away from a 1-0 start, will go to Deep Run on Friday night. Deep Run struggled with Lee Davis until the second half, and then they pulled away for a 73-55 win here on opening night for both the Wildcats and the Confederates. As Henrico will take it out here and have to go the length of the floor. 19-point game with 4:37 left. Inbounded to JoJo Morris. Cross-court pass to no one in particular, out of bounds. He thought a Warrior was going to be cutting down left side of the court, and nobody did. So a turnover to Hermitage with 4:33 to go. And if you're the Panthers, you just want to do as well as you can, cut into this lead as much as you can before the triple zeros hit. Person up top, handled by Chris Morris defensively. Burrell coming out to set a pick for Rakeed. He'll get double teamed into the corner. That's Harris. Harris with the left dribble. Will put it up in the lane, short. Rebound fought for, won by Burrell. Thought about kicking it out. He'll drive instead. Now kick it to Harris, who'll drive underneath on the baseline nicely for two. Laverius Harris with five here in the second half. 72-55, under 4 minutes to go. Break the pressure, and all alone for two is Tamon Jones. 74-55. Harris thought about a three, not there. Bounce pass to Tab. Now inbounds it to Settles. He'll put it up and in for two. That's Torres Settles for now 4 points tonight. JoJo Morris thought about driving. Bounce pass outside. Chris Morris will set it up. JoJo Morris, number four. Chris Morris, number three. They play back and forth for a while. Now JoJo will drive and dump it off to a cutting Claude Fun for two. 76-57, 3:15 to go. And the Henrico Warriors will move to 1-0, barring a miracle comeback. Settles inside, turnaround baseline jumper, back iron, no good. Fun with the rebound to Morris. Chris Morris looks to drive, lost the ball, out of bounds, but it's off the leg of a Panther. 2:57 left, fans. Henrico 76, Hermitage 57. Again, our broadcast schedule on the right-hand side of the page on all of our websites, including RBASportsNetwork.com and HenricoCountySports.net. Inbounded, Henrico with the ball up 19, 2:55 clock running. JoJo takes it up top. Now back over to Tamon Jones. Jones top of the circle, person on him. They work the offense with the bounce pass going up. Chris Morris up underneath, no good. Tip in attempt, no good. Rebound. Kashawn Tabb, who's double teamed quickly, needs help and gets it. Burrell there. Jamil backs it out, keeps the dribble alive. And gets fouled. A reach in on Chris Morris, his third. With 2:24 to go, and fans quarter ago thought we'd see a lot of free throw shooting down the stretch, but cleanest play of the night's been in the last 8 minutes, and now finally Hermitage gets to go into the 1-1 situation. I believe both teams were in the 1-1 either late first or early second in the first half. Not so the case here in half number two. Disadvantage to Hermitage because it could help him extend the game, get as many possessions as possible. Hines will check in, and Laverius Harris will check out. Ramon Williams has not played tonight for Hermitage. Burrell first free throw is good. His second point of the second half. He's got 10 points, and 8 of them have come at the free throw line tonight. 76-58, 18-point Henrico lead. Second shot up and good. 76-59. Henrico now facing some full court pressure from Hermitage the last several minutes. They break it, get it to Jones in the corner. Back to Owens. Owens will drive. Bounce pass knocked away, intended for Suggs. Burrell gets a hand on it. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Hermitage. Check that with Henrico with 2:12 to go. Jones needing help, gets it into Suggs underneath, shot up, no good, turnaround jumper, good. Got his own rebound and put it back in. And DeMarco Suggs has 8. 2 minutes to go, it's 78-59. Steal. JoJo Morris picks the pocket of Tab and puts it in for 2. He has 11. Multiple Warriors in double figures. 80-59. Long shot, no good. Rebound for Owens. And they'll slow it down. And rightfully so, to try to just get rid of the final 130. And head back to Azalea Avenue, 1-0. Meanwhile, this is a loss for Hermitage. And again, a good barometer as to where they are. Almost stolen. Lewis will get it to Suggs. He'll try the dunk. No good, but he gets fouled by Washington, and DeMarco will go to the free throw line with 1:11 to play. second foul on Washington. So the Warriors will go to 1-0, and the Panthers are 0-1. And Suggs will go to the free throw line. Two shots coming. DeMarco's first one is off the front of the rim, no good. So still 80-59. With 1:11 remaining. Again, Hermitage home to Patrick Henry, who lost tonight to Mills Godwin on Friday. Suggs' second shot, nothing but net. Henrico back on the road Friday, not because their gym's being redone. That's all over with. They are at Deep Run, who won tonight over Lee Davis. Keyshawn Jabb looking to drive, does, and puts it in. And that's Tab's first two of the half. He's got 2, 4, 6, 7 points tonight. Final minute, 81-61, 20-point lead for the Warriors. Davis with it, now loses it. Fight for it back court, taken by Henrico. They get it back to Davis. Final 35 seconds. Muhammad Khamis into the game. Gets it to Sheeran. Sheeran out to Davis, who was wide open for three and didn't do it. And for good reason. Person's going to commit a foul, his third, at 21.3 to go. So they can at least get maybe one more possession. A brief issue here in the stands, I believe, and Athletic Director Chris Rollison here in Hermitage takes care of that quickly. First shot for Davis is good at the charity stripe, 82-61. He'll get one more, and it goes in. Final 20 seconds at 83-61. Person tries to throw up a three, and he gets fouled. And Rakhi will get three shots at 16.8 to go to try to add to his total tonight. Foul is on Khamis, his first personal. And so Rakhi Person, first shot is good. That's his first free throw made tonight. 5 points in the first half. He's got 15 now in the second and 20 on the game, and two more shots coming. Second one is up and good. So make it 21 points. 83-63, 20-point Henrico lead. One more for Person. Got it. He's got 22. 83-64. Final seconds ticking away. And Henrico will come to Hermitage and get the opening night Conference 11 victory as Khamis will drive and get a basket. And that should do it. Clock sounds, the horn sounds, and we are done. And so Henrico comes in very impressively with their defense and with some crisp passing in the assist game. They build a 15-point lead at the half. Hermitage cuts it early to 8, but then Henrico pulls away. Final score tonight is Henrico 85 and Hermitage 64. Warriors move to 1-0 on the season. The Panthers at 0-1. Again, 6th-ranked Warriors will go to Deep Run Friday night. The 7th-ranked Panthers will be home to Patrick Henry. Fans, we're going to go off the air now and get loaded up and get this on a podcast as soon as humanly possible. So apologize that we were not able to get on live on our YouTube channel tonight. We're going to go home and troubleshoot that and see if we can make sure that doesn't happen again. Right now, our next scheduled broadcast is the quadruple header at Henrico Holiday Hoops. Coming up on December 27th, 4 weeks from today. But we have plans in the works for hopefully multiple broadcasts between now and then. So, of course, keep up with our broadcast schedule. It's on the right-hand side of every one of our websites, including rvasportsnetwork.com and henricocountysports.net. Tonight's presentation, a game of the week basketball, an exclusive presentation of RBA Sports Network, solely intended for the private use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of this broadcast / podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Rob Witham saying thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you again on the Game of the Week.